In August last year, when the 15-year rule of Sheikh Hasina came to an end as a result of violent protests, there was a rare opportunity for Pakistan to reset its troubled ties with Bangladesh. Hasina, the daughter of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, was a close ally of India. Many of her detractors, in fact, called her Indian puppet. Bangladesh has historic grievances against Pakistan over what happened in 1971, but the relationship between the two countries never saw such a low as the one witnessed during Hasina's government. Pakistan wanted to move on from the bitter past and open a new chapter in the relationship, but the Awami League leader repeatedly rebuffed those peace overtures. Hasina linked any rapprochement with Pakistan formally apologizing over the alleged atrocities of its military in 1971. But that was just an excuse. She became so close to India that her government would consult New Delhi on each step about Pakistan. During her 15-year rule, the Indian Secret Service managed to infiltrate Bangladesh's bureaucracy and military. Many Bangladeshi officials were afraid of consequences if they ever tried to interact with Pakistani diplomats. Such was the penetration that promotions and transfers in Bangladesh bureaucracy and military were approved by New Delhi. For India, Bangladesh holds great strategic significance both for its security and larger regional designs. The Hasina government allowed India access through land to its seven sister states, which otherwise India could only reach through the narrow Siliguri corridor. The Awami League government also helped India eliminate many separatists active in northeastern states. So, the pro-India government in Dhaka is vital for New Delhi's geostrategic interests. Hasina's ouster thus dealt a fatal blow to Indian designs. One of the reasons behind Hasina's removal was growing anger among Bangladesh people that she got too close to India at the expense of the country's interests. But for Pakistan, it was a different story altogether. Years of Indian investment in Bangladesh evaporated with Hasina fleeing the country. Hasina's removal opened the door for new engagement between Pakistan and Bangladesh. The interim government led by Dr. Mohammad Yunus immediately removed restrictions on Pakistani diplomats and exports and eased visa restrictions. In a matter of a few months, there has been a flurry of exchanges between the two countries at the top level. The two countries began direct trade through sea for the first time. A Bangladesh army delegation led by a three-star general traveled to Pakistan for the first time in many years. This all was unthinkable during Hasina's term. Last week, Pakistan and Bangladesh held foreign secretary-level talks in Dhaka after a long gap of 15 years. Pakistani Foreign Secretary Amina Baloch also met Chief Executive Dr. Mohammad Yunus and the Bangladeshi Foreign Policy Advisor.